This is Ashley Highfield, who's Managing Director of Microsoft's Consumer and Online Division. Now, you're launching a new search engine. Hang on, Google's got 80% of the market, and you've got, what, under 4% in the UK. How are you going to do it?
Well, I see that as a great opportunity. We've got everything to go for. It's certainly going to be a challenge, but we believe that we have a uniquely new and different search engine.
In virtue of what?
We really believe that the search has not changed that much for, well, best part of a decade. You know, Google has really not innovated. The service is pretty much as the same as it would have been at the turn of the millennium. And we believe we've taken search forward into something that actually tries to understand what you're looking for and give you the answers rather than just a long list.
Could you give an example of how it's sort of different from Google?
Yeah, sure. If you're searching, for example, for a camera, and you enter Nikon D80, you'll get the search results, but on the left-hand side, it will understand that a Nikon D80 is a camera, and it will break that out into categories. So you'll get where to go and buy Nikon D80s, accessories for your Nikon D80, instruction manuals and hints and tips, photos that people have taken. So whatever you put in, Stephen Hawking, it will know who Stephen Hawking is, and then on the left-hand side, it'll break it out into biographies and so on, books. And wherever you go, whatever you're looking for, enter a place like Venice, and instead of just giving you a long list, it will give you the best sites for Venice, the official websites of Venice.
Hotels?
And then, on the left-hand side, it will actually break it out into hotels, restaurant, travel, weather.
So I won't go to an aggregator as I do often.
No, and this is a really significant difference. If you then click on something like restaurants, we will have extracted from all of the restaurants' websites the best restaurants, put them all on a single map, pulled out the addresses and the phone numbers, so you can get straight to what you're looking for with the minimum number of clicks and the minimum number of going backwards and forwards into websites.
Will it be the same in Britain as the rest of the world? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. We're launching it very firmly with a beta tag on it. A lot of the functionality will be there, but the engine has to learn over time and get better and better. So we won't be pressing the marketing button for the service until we are absolutely sure that it is the best British website.
Can you elaborate? It's going to have a lot of just British stuff in it, is it?
Yeah, we've got a team of 60 strong people working on making this a very British experience and making it the best British website for search. So this will take a few months to improve. The algorithm learns and improves all the time. So whilst we'll be launching it next week with a beta tag on it, with the new name and the new brand in the UK, with that very, very visually rich, different look and feel to the service, which I think anyone who goes there will go, yeah, this really is different from Google. I put a question in, or I put something I'm looking for, like BA-47, and it knows that's a flight and just tells you when it's landing. You know, so that I think that will immediately attract an audience, but we won't start pressing the really heavy marketing buttons for it until we are certain that its relevance is better than Google's in the market.
Okay, and finally, even if it is a better search engine, I mean, Google is so entrenched. How are you going to get people to change?
This is not going to be an overnight thing. We are in for the long haul here. Microsoft is investing a lot of time, resource, money, energy into this. Our objective, first of all, is to become the number two in the market, and then we'll become number one.
Okay, well, Ashley Highfield, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.